ways is what happened to Rhythm and Hughes symptomatic of the industry?
Well, it's been sort of the way it has been for the last 20 years that I've been involved in the industry, which is the visual effects guy is at the bottom of the heap, and nobody pays any attention to us, nobody gives us any due, and mostly we're never really paid the amount of money that we should be paid. It has been, interestingly enough, the Jaws theme, it has been a swim to the bottom.
Maybe you need a bigger boat. I mean, I wonder if the situation where the visual effects business, why would people go into this industry? I mean, isn't that just capitalism that someone's willing to do it for less?
Well, the people that go into the industry that are visual effects artists are, in fact, artists. This is not done by technicians. This is not a bunch of people pushing buttons and computers and whatnot. The world-class work are done by incredible artists, men and women that have, you know, are painters and sculptors and model makers, but now do their work in a 3D world inside of the computer.
When I was in the magazine business, it seemed like the art director was always the one who got the stuff at the very last minute, that when everyone was late, it fell on the art director because they had to come up with those visuals at sort of the last minute. Is that the same thing in the movie business?
Well, it's exactly the same. We're always the tail that wags the dog. Interestingly enough, the gentleman that won the Academy Award for the Best Director of Photography didn't even thank the visual effects people. But when you look at The Life of Pi, here's a movie that's 70-80% digital. In fact, most of the visuals that you see in the movie that are absolutely beautiful, which is why the Academy probably voted for it, have little to do with the director of photography and mostly to do with the men and women back at Rhythm and Hughes.